Good afternoon, music lovers, and also those of you who can either take your culture or leave it be. 4:30 Sunday afternoon in New York, and the RCA building now stands up straight and respectfully removes its hat as we tune in on another concert by the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, whose members have gathered here to read from the classics of the Three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. From our vantage point here to the right of first base in the bullpen, we note that the conductors are again Maestro Paul LaValle and his 10 hot chestnut woodwinds, and Dr. Henry Levine with his Dixieland Little Symphony of Eight Men and No. But the concert is about to begin, so we'll now hear from the Society's chairman, Dr. Gino Hamilton.
As you all know, fellow members of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, music hath charms to soothe the savage breast, or beast, as the correct case may be.
There are those critics of the saxophone who have written that it is merely an unfortunate cross between a lovesick oboe and a slap-happy clarinet. To those critics, we must say, kindly step outside with us a moment, and is there a doctor in the house? For the saxophone has been used by many great composers. In the proper hands, it can be played so that even a musician will like it. The proper hands today belong to Professor Sidney Bechet, whose newest recordings show that he is still one of its greatest exponents. Professor Sidney Bechet himself now brings us the classic concerto for soprano saxophone and Dixieland Octet, Shake It and Break It.
Thank you.